Oranges. The smell of oranges drifted toward me. I put a hand on the back of the chair nearest me and searched the countertop for fruit in a basket. Something, anything that would explain the smell, which was as out of place in this coffee shop as a Santa suit in the sand. I didn't see anything that would explain the scent, and I drew in a deep breath. I'd learned a long time ago there was no point in trying to hold my nose or my breath. Better to breathe through this. Get it over with. The smell passed quickly, gone in a few blinks, a couple of heartbeats, replaced by the stronger odor of coffee and pastries. My fingers had tightened on the chair, but I didn't even need the support. I oriented myself before letting go of the chair to finish moving toward the counter where I'd been heading to add sugar and cream to my coffee. It had been almost 2 years since my last fugue. That one had been equally as mild, but the fact this one had been barely a blip didn't offer much comfort. I'd had periods in my life when the fugues had come hard and fast and often, essentially crippling me. It was too much to hope they would go away, but I didn't want to go back to that.
"Hey, girl! Hey!"
Jen called from the booth she'd snagged just inside the Mocha's door. She waved.
"Over here!"
I waved and finished adding the sugar and cream, then wove my way through the jumble of chairs and tables to slide into the booth across from Jen.
"Hey. Ooh, what did he get?"
Jen leaned forward to peer into my coffee mug as though that would give her some idea about what was in there. She sniffed.
"German chocolate?"
"Close. Chocolate Delight." I named one of the two featured coffees. "With a shot of vanilla bean syrup." Jen smacked her lips.
"Mmm, sounds good. I'm going to choose mine. Hey, what did you get to eat?"
"Blueberry muffin. Should have gone with the chocolate cupcake, but I thought maybe that would be too much." I showed her the plate with the muffin.
"Too much chocolate? As if. Be right back."
I stirred my coffee to distribute the syrup, extra sugar, and cream, then sipped, enjoying the extra sweetness most people didn't like. Jen was right. I should have gone for the cupcake. Jen had picked the wrong time to get in line. The mid-morning rush had begun, customers lined up four deep, all the way to the front door. She threw me an annoyed look and a shrug I could only laugh at in sympathy. The coffee shop had been pretty empty when I entered, but customers who were put off by the line had started snagging tables while they waited to take their turns. I waved at Carlos over in the corner, but he had his earbuds settled deep and his laptop already open. Carlos was working on a novel. He sat in the Mocha from 10 to 11 every morning before he went off to work, and on Saturdays, like today, he sometimes stayed longer. Lisa, her backpack bulging with textbooks, took a table a few seats away and wiggled her fingers at me without noticing Jen's semi-frantic waving for me to ignore her. Lisa sold spicefully tasty products to pay her way through law school, and though I'd never found her sales pitches annoying, Jen couldn't stand them. Today, though, Lisa seemed preoccupied, focusing on setting out her books and notepad, already clicking her pen as she shrugged out of her coat.